It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Runk.
Hey guys, how's it going? It's another episode. You know what? Before I even get started, let me start with this. We got the merch, the Grow or Die merch that's on. Man, I keep wanting to wear it for the show and I just forget. And now I remember and I'm pissed. Las Vegas. I'm going to be in Las Vegas. I'm going to be in Charlotte, North Carolina, Knoxville, Cleveland, Little Rock, Arkansas, Nashville. These are the ones coming up soon. Calgary, Edmonton. Go to chrislea.com to get tickets, and that's what's up. And besides that, I welcome to this new episode of Congratulations. Crazy. Feels good, man. I got my my coffee. From my thing that makes the coffee. I got the app. I just hit it. And I made it. And I made the coffee myself just by the touch of a button, dude. World's getting nuts. You can just do stuff with the touch of a button. I made a coffee with the touch of a button. And I can't wait till you can work out with the touch of a button. Although, I will say I've been heavy on this workout train lately. It's been over a month now. Maybe a month and a half. It is something that is very cool. It's the only time I'm doing something and I am literally thinking of absolutely nothing. Nothing. I'm not even thinking of working out. I'm just there going through the motions. And it is so awesome because I just have nothing to think about. And it's an hour plus sometimes where I can just, I mean, I'm doing the most basic thing a man can do, which is just kind of picking stuff up and putting it down. You know, and sweating so hard. And I look around, dude, and I got to tell you, man, people at the gym, they don't really sweat that hard. Now, some do, but there's a lot of casual people that just go in there to kind of like walk on the stepper a little bit and then converse with some people. Dude, not me, man. I talk to nobody. Now, yes, did I talk to an actor the other day in the new show Hijack? Of course I did, because I watched Hijack and he was there at the gym and he came up to me and said, that I was really funny. And I said, you know what, dude? You look like the guy from the show Hijack. And he said, that's me. And I said, dude, that show is awesome. And it is. Apple TV comes up. Dude, they take the pedigree and they move it up, don't they? They take the streaming services. They take everyone, you know, you think, oh, streaming services. Oh, you know. Oh, yeah, Netflix. Oh, Hulu. Oh, you know, Amazon Prime. Apple TV comes up. Apple TV, Apple Plus, whatever the heck it's called. Apple TV Plus. Apple Plus. What's it called? Who cares? But you know what I'm talking about. That thing, whatever that is, Apple's streaming service, it goes like this. Well, hold the phone a little bit. Paramount Plus goes like this. Well, hold the phone a little bit. What about pedigree, right? Because you go on Netflix, and this is how you pick something from Netflix. You go like this. But you go to Apple TV, you go like this. You go to Paramount Plus, you go like this. You go to Amazon, you go to Hulu, you go to Netflix, you go like this. Right? And then 10 minutes later, you go like this. But that's how it is. But some streaming services that got that pedigree, Max kind of got that pedigree. See, I like Max because, it sounds like I'm gay. I like Max. I like Max. Why'd they drop the HBO thing? That was the highest pedigree of all thing. They had Game of Thrones, they had Eastbound and Down, they had Ali G Show, they had all the good things. But yeah, Real Sports with Brian Cumble. Today on Real Sports, they had HBO, Brian Gumbel's just underwater when he talks. Today on Real Sports, we're going to be talking about the medicine of sports. Blah, 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 blah. I'm drowning. So I watched Hijack, and you know, they do the thing where they got to, like, Apple TV, they release two or three episodes and then you got to wait every week. Like, it's still appointment TV, like how it was when you know, in the 80s and 90s. So I'm watching it, I'm all into it. Anyway, I see this dude, actor, fine actor, Max Beasley. He's great. And I was like, bro, this show is awesome. My wife, we're hooked. And he's like, just get ready. It's, you know, it's a ride. And I was like, hell yeah, dude. And I felt good, you know. It feels good, you know. It feels good. And then it's like, you know, I'm like, yeah. When you like what somebody does, then you meet them, you want to let them know, I guess, which is what I did. And that's what he did too. So, hey. But anyway, that show's cool. Finished Silo. So good. I found out that people are really mad at the final episode. That's crazy. People are mad at everything. Dude, it was a great show. I love it. Tim Robbins, right? Rebecca Ferguson, awesome. Every time Common's in something, I'm always like, oh, God, the fucking Common's in it. And I don't dislike Common. It's just like, I don't think any... Dude, how about this? Only get actors to do things. And if you want, get comedians to play funny parts. But, like, whenever it's like, oh, yeah, Alicia Keys is in it, and she, like, didn't put makeup on for the role, and everyone's like, wow, for fucking 5 days when it comes out, and then everyone forgets about it. You know what I'm talking about? Or, like, Lenny Kravitz, when they put him in the Hunger Games show, it's like, oh, my God, dude. You could have really put a banger dude in there. Common Johnson. If he actually, and dude, great rapper, I'm not taking anything from him. And you know what? He's okay at acting, but he's a rapper, dude. And I know you can't be a rapper when you're like in your 50s and 60s because it's like rapping is a young man's game. But like, dude, when Common shows up in a fucking thing, dude, I go like this. Here we go. When Lenny Kravitz shows up in a fucking thing, I go like this. All right. Okay. Common, just rap. Lenny Kravitz, just split your pants and let your balls fall out. Remember when he did that? I want to get away. I want to fly. Rip, blong. Gunk. Took out someone's teeth in the front row. Away. The beat just goes, yeah, yeah. I got him out of way. Wow. Says nothing, that part. Yeah. Anyway, Silo's a good show. Now, do the sets look kind of fake? Yes. Is everything brown? Yes. Is it all fucking... Did it look like Kanye did the costume design? Yes. But is it a good show? Yes, it is, dude. Are there things that are unexplained? Yes. Are the plot holes? Maybe. That's what people are mad about the final episode. It's okay, dude. I don't know, man, what people want anymore. Every show kind of sucks. Just chill. These fucking armchair experts that go in and was like, well, you know what? That's the thing. Everybody's a comedy expert. You know what I mean? You put up a clip on YouTube, people are like, people think this guy's funny? Dude, you know how many people there are? 7 billion. There's that many people. People think everybody's funny, right? There's people that are straight up dog shit, and there's going to be people that think are funny. It's subjective, dude. You know? So I don't know what people want. Like, look, I don't think that fucking Adam Sandler movies are funny, but I don't, you know, that's just me. That doesn't mean he's not funny. That means there's something wrong with me. There's something wrong with me. I don't think certain comedians are funny. Doesn't mean they're not good. Adam Sandler's fucking fantastic. Funniest guy in the world, Nick Swardson. There you go. You know, no one funnier. Brian Callen, these guys, Bobby Lee, these guys are the funniest people in the world. That's what I think. but yeah, you know. So I watch those shows and that's it. And I don't care if they're good or bad, dude. And then I want to get into other stuff too, but I also saw the American Gladiators thing on Netflix. Guess what? Dude, I'm going to come out and say it. You're making too many documentaries about things. When I first saw it, I was like, oh, cool. And then I watched halfway through like the third episode, I go like this. Dude, I'm only watching this because I used to watch The American Gladiators. That's so fucking stupid. That's so dumb what I did. I go, oh, cool. Click. And I watched the whole thing. And I'm watching this thing. And then they're trying to play up like, oh, yeah, these guys were juicing. These guys did drugs. And like they couldn't hack it. And one guy got fired. Another guy got fired. And the producers were trying to rip people off and make money off the actors. And they believed in the franchise, not necessarily the actors. And they thought that the franchise was a star, not the act, not fucking Nitro. And I'm watching this thing, and for about three episodes, I'm like, wow, okay, pretty scandalous. And then I'm like, oh, but it's actually not. It's just boring. And oh, no shit, dude. Oh, really? Gemini, Ice, fucking Nitro, these big behemoth motherfuckers. Oh, they did steroids? No. Get out of here, dude. Really? That's not news. Of fucking course the American Gladiators did steroids. I wouldn't watch them if they didn't. How about that? Juice it up. Take injections. Fuck HGH. Do the whole steroid. Do it all. Be a chick and do it. Be a woman and talk like this. Come on, Ice. Oh, really? Some of the women who did American Gladiators were gay and it was hard for them? No shit! No shit! No shit they were gay! And juicing. Ah! So I'm watching this fucking thing and it's like, and then one guy took a big hit and got, and that was it for him. And they thought Malibu was going to be a big thing. Yeah, dude. That's not, and the producers tried to make money? And they were pissed off that the actors were pissed off that they didn't get merchandising. Dude, this is just how the biz goes. Ah, fuck, huh? Well, whatever, dude. You know, nobody died. I'm watching this thing. I'm like, nobody died? Zero people died. They just did steroids. This is bullshit. They're making documentaries of too many things. Dude, Netflix will just fucking straight put out the Garbage Man Conspiracy on fucking Main Street in fucking Seattle. And you're like, what? And the whole fucking show is just boop, boop, boop. And then one guy, you know, they start too early and they wake me up all the time. Boom. The Garbage Man Conspiracy on Netflix. 8 episodes. And people just eat, really? Oh, so they don't even really put the plastic in the recycling? Dude, did you hear on Garbage Man Conspiracy? Did you know they don't put the plastic in the fucking thing? Ever since fucking To Make a Murderer or whatever the hell it is. Or Who Wants to Be a Murderer, whatever the fucking, with the fucking guy. It's like, dude, that was so one-sided. The guy so obviously went stabbing. And Netflix was trying to make it like, we got, and there's assholes out here that are just like, we got to free the guy who fucking stabbed. Yeah, you Google one fucking thing about that thing and it's like, oh, but why did Netflix leave the part where there were fucking chains on his bed with handcuffs? Could be a kink, could be. But I'm just saying, dude. Anyway, so it's like, I'd rather just watch the fucking, you know, and one day I was murdered or whatever those things are. In every episode, it's like about a neighbor. But yeah, there was one unbelievable story about the American Gladiator in that thing. The dude Nitro, really handsome dude. And this is just so telling about how insidious trauma is, right? Like it's when you're a kid, when you're growing up. Like, we've all had some sort of trauma, and Pia Melody, who basically wrote the book on childhood trauma, well, she did write books on childhood trauma, but she says anything less than nurturing is trauma, and I don't know if I believe that, but everything affects you when you're fucking five. So, in a way, I understand what she's saying. But this dude basically, this kid, Nitro, when he was a kid, was ripped from his mom. His dad took him, and he had to leave his mom because his dad was going to take custody of him. So he was getting on the plane, leaving his mom, and his mom was weeping, and he was crying so much, right? I don't know how old he was, young. But this guy saw the kid and said, "Hey, buddy, are you crying?" And he said, "Yeah." And he says, "Let me see your muscle." And the guy goes like this, and he points to it, and he says, "You got a little muscle right there. That means you're a man, and men don't cry." That fucking thing. This guy, he's 58 now, and he remembers that. And that's, I would argue, the reason he got big and jacked and became American Gladiator. Isn't that fucking insane? And now, his brother died years later, and he didn't cry. He was like, "I'm not supposed to cry," because that guy said he was still a kid. But, dude, that shit, that little grain of sand plucked into that dude's brain grew to be a whole beach. And now it's fucked up. But hopefully the guy knows, and the guy did therapy, and the guy's fucking a little bit better for it now. Because, man, here's the other fucking crazy thing, dude. That guy who told that kid, Nitro, as a kid, that isn't a bad guy. He thought he was helping. That's the most fucked up. Like, you don't even get to be like, as an adult, as Nitro, you don't even get to be like, "Fuck that guy, he's evil." You got to be like, "Oh, he was only trying his best, and now I'm fucked up." As you're on the fucking, the jousting. As you're in the big ball, like a fucking big muscular hamster. Yeah, dude. It's crazy trauma what it does, man. I had some, yes, dude. So anyway, I try to like think about that with my kids, man. Dude, I try to think about it with my kids.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Yeah, a lot of stuff, man. Dude, if you don't make a TV show or a movie and have the character be really like, have he had some trauma in his past, you ain't shit, dude. Your show is for the birds. Did you know that? I watched The Dawn Wall, a lot of stuff. I'm talking about watching a lot of stuff, and I don't even. But, man, it's a fucking rock. Oh, dude. Well, let me just start with this. I went rock climbing. Well, bouldering. It's inside. It's not higher than 30 feet, but you don't have to fucking rope yourself in. And there's a big mat that even if you fall, you do kind of get hurt sometimes. And I did. And I didn't realize how hard it was. And I have fucking 6 blisters on my inside of my hands. Oh, yes, dude. And it hurts. Do I still push through and work out? Yes. Have I? Yes. Does it hurt? Yes. Do I bleed all over the weights? Yes. Do I wash them after? No. But I don't bleed all over the weights. I got right here. See? Boom, 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 boom. So I went rock climbing with the family. Well, not rock climbing, bouldering with Kristen, 2 friends, Calvin, and we even brought William, dude. And they made William sign a waiver. He's not even 3 months. They're like, "I know it's kind of silly, but just do it for him." And we're like, "Hey, this kid shits his pants. He's not going to be climbing." I said, "Yeah, just do it." I said, "Okay." So I went there, dude. And he says, "What size shoe?" I said, 13. He's like, "I'm going to give you 13 and a half. They run a little small." So I said, "Okay." They were so small. So I said, "Hey, man, give me 14. So small. I said, "Hey, man, can I get a 15? Started doing a little bit. So small. "Hey, man, can I get a 16? What's the deal here?" "I need a size 16 rock climbing shoe." "I'm the man, dude. I'm the fucking man. I got big ass rock climbing feet." But anyway, dude, it was fun. Got ripped to shreds. My wife sore as shit. Dude, she killed it. Because she's a gymnast. Dude, she was just like, she's like Frodo on the fucking thing. Just Spider-Man. Like the horror movies when somebody's in the corner just up in the ceiling like this. And then you turn the light on, they're not there. Fucking hate horror movies. I love horror movies, but I can't stand they all do the thing. I watched that new one on Netflix, Run, Rabbit, Run. The second the kid drew dark pictures with... I'm out, dude. How many kids are going to draw scribbly pictures of their family? And like in a demonic way. And they go like, you know, the little Johnny wrote... He drew this. And they go, oh, no. And I'm out. So we went bouldering. And it was fun. It's really hard, dude. It's really hard, man. It's so hard. And you know me, dude. When I try something, I get obsessed with it. So what I do, I left after, you know, a few hours. What are 2 hours? And not long. And but I felt good, you know. And then I watched friggin' 2 documentaries on rock climbing. He's an addict, folks. He does one thing and he does it, and then he does it forever. So the Dawn Wall, it's Free Solo I saw, which, by the way, I am going to tell this right now. I didn't like Free Solo. Oopsie daisy. Everybody gets mad when I say this. Why? Because the dude is quite obviously a goddamn sociopath. You don't feel for him because he doesn't feel for anybody. Dude, the guy goes like this. Hey, I love you, to a new chick that he's with. And then she says, I love you too. He says, got a free solo though. And she's like, what if you die? And he goes, I don't have to tell you. I got to just get up there. She's like, but he's like, I don't care. Leave me. He's just bad. So, but sociopaths make up for it in grip strength. I'll tell you that much. So I watched The Dawn Wall, which is about this dude, man, who when he was a kid, dude, he got abducted by fucking like Afghani soldiers while he was trying to rock climb in Kurdistan. I don't know where anything is, but because I'm racist. And he was doing it, and they took him and his girlfriend, and... The one guy went off to get food, and then the dude was with his girlfriend, and the dude that was watching them from the army or whatever it was, I don't know anything. He says to the guy who says to his girlfriend, hey, I'm going to have to push him off the ledge, otherwise you know he's going to kill us. And she was like, he's like, I have to do that. And she didn't say anything. And he was like, I took that as she would be okay with it. So he fucking pushed the guy off the ledge, and the guy died. He had to fucking... Dude, I thought I was watching a rock climbing documentary, and it's still a documentary about murder. My wife watches that shit all the time. Do you know what I'm saying? And I'm like always trying to get away from the murder documentaries. I thought I put on like a happy-go-lucky friendly rock climbing movie. This guy still is a murderer. Unbelievable. But it was either him or him. And he took care of it. And then they trauma bonded, him and his wife, and they got married. They loved each other. And then they ended up breaking up because they say people who meet under high-pressure situations, they don't necessarily work out all that way. And where we learn that from? Speed, right? Because Sandra Bullock says that to Keanu Reeves all the time. So anyway, they're rock climbing now, and this guy is like, survived that. That's obviously shaped them, right? Dude, you got trauma like that? Congratulations, you're shaped, right? Ah, shit, you had to kill somebody to save your and your love's wife? Oh, shit, you done got shaped, right? That's what happens. You see a car accident when you're 6? Whoopsie, you got shaped. You got a babysitter that tried to do some shit with you? Aw, you done got shaped. This guy had to throw someone off a cliff in Kurdistan. Whoopsie, he shaped. Forever. So now the dude is like killer rock climber, the best rock climber, starts doing really well, starts killing it rock climbing, and then he's building something and using one of those saws, cuts off his finger, more trauma, and his supposed rock climbing career got thrown out the window because now he's one finger less. The dude's got 9 fingers. The only thing you need as a rock climber is fingers. You don't even need eyes. There's a blind one. I swear to God, I saw a blind one on the documentary. He was just feeling around like this. It's just like fucking Ray Charles out there just, oh, there's a spot. And Clement, he's still alive. So all you need are fingers. And this dude got his finger cut off. And guess what that did instead of ruined his career? Shaped him. He goes like this. Extra trauma, scoop that up. Let me get all shaped up. So this guy became, I shit you not, a better rock climber, dude. Better than anyone. Better than his past self. He was doing shit he's never done before. And guess what, dude? He never would have been able to do that if he didn't push a guy off a fucking cliff when he was younger and kill them. Because that shaped his mentality, dude. You could either be a victim or you could done get shaped. That's why we say grow or die, baby. I got to find the guy's name. It's so disrespectful if I don't know the guy's name. The Dawn Wall. Tommy Caldwell. So I'm watching The Dawn Wall, and I'm like, this is the documentary. Fucking people watching Free Solo. It got all the awards. Oh, fuck out of here with that shit. This is what I want to talk about. I want to watch this guy because he's got the personality, baby. And, you know, look, let's face it. If you're a rock climber, you're going to be fucking weird, right? You just got to be a goddamn weirdo. Hey, what you do? Climb? And you're not seven? You crazy. You got to be an introvert, weird, or autistic kind of guy. I don't even mean that to be funny. It's just such a specific thing to just keep climbing rocks. Yeah? So, man, I did not realize how much grip strength they need. I mean, I gotta use like this, and these dudes are just, they rock climb, they're like this. They go like this. Fingers in holes. And I'm just like, wow, dude. So, yeah. So I tried to do it, and I'm not good at it. But I want to go again. Me and my wife want to go again. Calvin was on there, and the little ones. It was really cute, really cute. God, isn't it? You know what I was waiting for is the day. Like, there was somebody in my family, I don't remember who it was, but then when they were younger, really younger, when they saw their first Asian person, they looked at them and they went, ching chong, ching chong, ching chong. And it was like they were, you know, three. You don't know better. And you're like, oh my God. The mom's like, oh God. It's so racist, you know, but they're also three. And it's just society that's shown them a cartoon or something. And now that's what they do. Oh, fuck it. So, I mean, that's so bad, God. But they're kids. Anyway, I was like, what's going to happen when Cal? Because, like, we expose him to, you know, you want to expose, like, we don't always buy the white action figures or the, you know what I mean? Like, we want to, you know, and in his school, he's got, it's a, you know, it's a bit of a melting pot. And, like, thank God, you know, because we want him to be exposed to every kind of looking person. Because God forbid, you know, they fucking grow up only with one type of person and then they think people are different and that's okay. But anyway, was on a walk with Calvin and this like beautiful, tall, dark woman walked by and she was maybe like, I don't know what she was really, not African American, if you can even say that nowadays, but like something else. I don't know because I'm a white guy. And she walked by and Calvin said, let me get this quote right. Calvin said, she's brown like Sheriff Toadster and has boobs like mommy. And you know what? He was right. Google Sheriff Toadster. Sheriff Toadster's brown. He's from the fucking video game that he plays. And that woman was brown. And she had boobies like mommy. So, what can you do? For my money, it's better than ching chong, ching chong when you see an Asian. So, Oh, yeah. 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 That's what I did. Yeah, she's brown. Like, you're brown like, sorry, man, but I wouldn't have said it, but he actually does. You are brown like Sheriff Toadster. And, you know, my wife has boobies. So anyway, it was nice to meet you. Come on, Calvin, let's go. So I'm like, oh, it happened. The thing happened. And that's a good one. Sheriff Toadster, you know? Been working out. I fucking worked David out hard, dude. You know? We did box jumps. This was after we were doing chest workouts. And he jumped off the box, and I was like, we got to go into a push-up. He jumped off the box and couldn't do a push-up, almost broke his fucking nose on the ground. It was amazing. And I didn't realize I go fucking hard, dude, but I do. And then he was so fucked up afterwards, like just so tired. You know when like you're just your heart's beating and you know there's a food place right next to you and you're trying to get food, and he was just talking, and he was like talking about how he used to go to school because he used to play football and he used to be a kicker, a really good kicker. And at Baylor football. And he played with J.J. Watt. Is that his name? And he was telling me a story about how J.J. Watt said to me that if you work out, basically you can eat lean protein anytime. And then he kept talking about J.J. Watt. And he was doing like this jokey thing where he was talking about him and saying, like, acting like they were best friends. You know how, like, fucking, how Brian Callen will do that about, like, you know, Tom Cruise or some shit when he doesn't know him. But obviously, David knew J.J. Watt a little bit. But anyway, and he didn't realize it, but he was calling him J.J. Protein a bunch. And he was like, that's what J.J. Protein said, man. J.J. But he was good, man. J.J. Protein. And I'm like, hey, man, you're saying J.J. Protein? And he said, what? And I said, it's J.J. Watt, and you know that, and you're saying J.J. Protein. And he said, oh, fuck, I had no idea. He was so worked out that he was just calling him J.J. Protein. And that? That's the funniest thing that's ever happened. So there, that's it. That was so good, dude. Fucking idiot, you know? Come on, plug in. My wife was like, she was like telling me to go get, I was working out, and then she was like, can you go pick up? She's so great, dude. She's got this book club that I joined. And she was reading, now she's reading Oprah's book on it. Like, a bunch of people joined, and she's like posts about it. Fucking love it. She was like, can you go get these photos that I printed out at Walgreens? And I go like this. Yeah. You know why? Good dude. Right? So I go to do it, and she was like, and I get there, and the guy's like, it's going to be about 15 minutes. So I was like, she told me prematurely, all good. No big deal. I'll walk across the street to Starbucks. So I do, and I go to a Starbucks that I haven't been to in a while, years. I used to go there a bunch. I lived near there. Wow, I actually lived near there. I just thought about it. Jesus. Wow, that would be a trip to go back to those apartments. Anyway, I walk into the Starbucks. First of all, on the patio, no furniture, which there's always like people hanging out. I walk inside, no furniture. No furniture in Starbucks, but it's well open. So I walk up, and I'm going to get a coffee. I want to get a salad. And they don't have salad. So I'm like, oh, now I came here for no reason, and I'm pissed. But at least I can gain information. I'm curious. Where the fuck is the furniture? So I say to the lady, hey, why is there no furniture in here? And she said, man, we've been having so many incidents. That upper management just told us we can't have furniture anymore.
Dude, I didn't even realize how funny this is until I'm talking about it.
We can't even have furniture anymore because we can't have people in here. And I was like, so you can come in and sell and get coffee and you gotta leave? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, whoa, dude. The world is going to shit. Starbucks can't even have furniture anymore? What are incidents too? You know it has to do with like homeless people shitting on the floor and like fights, like fighting and, oh God. Oh my God, dude. This is so crazy. They can't have furniture. Starbucks can't have furniture anymore. It wasn't even like, it was like Vineland and Ventura. It was just some place that you might be like, oh, cool, Starbucks. You go in, no furniture. I should have just sat on the floor and drank a fucking iced espresso. Absolutely bonkers. Bro, what's with this fucking... Elon Musk now is putting... You the new paywall on Twitter where you need an account just to read tweets now, which is cool, whatever. And you have to pay for Twitter Blue Verified access to see more than 600 posts per day. And if you don't have that, you can only see 600 posts or less. And wow, I think that'll change things, right? I don't know how many, I don't look at Twitter, but like how many posts do you typically see in a day? I would think, I don't use it, so I'm a bad judge of it, but I would think, there's probably people who fucking see thousands, right? There's probably people that just scroll all day. You're not going to be able to do that unless you pay, which you'll pay, probably. But Elon Musk continues to blame Twitter's new limitations on AI companies scrapping vast amount of data as he announced new temporary limits. And I'm bored. Oh, wait, hold on. And for new unverified accounts, it's just 300 in a day. Yeah, people with no Twitter account can never see a tweet. But are there people that look at Twitter that don't have Twitter? Oh, yeah, because you don't have Twitter. If I wanted you to, if I had Twitter and you didn't, and I wanted you to see a link with Twitter, you can't. Going to be a lot of more screenshotting, dude. The limits for verified accounts, presumably whether they're bought as a part of Twitter Blue subscription, granted through an organization or verification, Elon forced on people like Stephen King, LeBron James, and anyone else more, still allow reading only a maximum of 6,000 posts a day. Okay. Okay. Well, God bless. I mean, Twitter's the worst. But it is a link that somebody sent me that was the reason why I found out that Michael Jordan's son is now dating Scottie Pippen's ex-wife. And that, dude, there is nothing, honestly, nothing more fucking gangster than that. You know what I mean? Like, as if Scottie Pippen, like, dude, he's been through enough, you know? He's been through enough. He was the second banana on the fucking Bulls. He played with the GOAT. Probably would have been considered a GOAT. I'm sure he is. But now that Michael Jordan exists, and not even that, on the same team, so it gets overshadowed. And now, however many years ago, nutted in someone, made a kid, that kid grew up, and is now blasting his the fucking guy who got overshadowed as an ex-wife. And that, if that is not, dude, is this the Chicago Bulls or Game of Thrones? This is absolutely crazy that this happened. So that's the most gangster thing I've ever seen in my life. And Michael Jordan has said, hell no, I don't approve of a son dating Larsa Pippen. Larsa's the worst name of all time. We all know that, right? It's not Larissa, it's Larsa. So it's horrible. But that's what TMZ reports. And we know that they always tell the goddamn truth. But Michael Jordan has never been one to mention. Here we go.
Hey, Mr.
Come on. Great internet.
What do you think about Marcus and Larsa Pippen together?
He laughed. Well, let's let it load. Dude, he laughed. He laughed.
Approve of it? No. You don't approve? Do you think he's going to ask her to marry him?
He just said no. These vultures. Wow. That was a bad video. Dude, look at these vultures, dude. That sucks. But they got hot and steamy. How old is Michael Jordan's son? Is 33? 32. And how old is she? 48. Wow. That's probably some fucked up shit there. Yeah, I just went pee-pee. By the way, there's video on my other channel, Chris D'Elia, the YouTube channel. I put up video of me doing some crowd work, stand-up. I released it. I talked about it last week, and it's out there now, so you can go check it out. And like and subscribe here. That would be great. I would appreciate it. And leave a comment. And I didn't even realize that. Okay, so it's Monday now, which means this comes out for Patreon on Wednesday, which means that for Thursday it comes out. Regular YouTube. So if you're a Patreon member, thank you very much. If you're not, patreon.com/Chris D'Elia. But yesterday or 2 days ago, depending on when you listen to this, or if you're listening to the weekend, this past week, it was 4th of July. I didn't even, holidays are cool, but I don't want to do too much shit. You know me. And my wife, so my wife was like, what do you want to do for 4th of July? And I was like, just watch fireworks, but like comfortably, you know, I don't want to be too hot. I don't want to have to be like this beforehand because the sun's out a lot. I don't want to be around too many people. Last year we went to Disneyland, which was sweet. Calvin saw his first fireworks, but, she was like, we can do a few things. The Dodgers play the Pirates or something. We can go do that. And I'm like, that's out because it's going to be too sunny and then too much. And then Calvin, and what are we going to bring William to the fucking ball game? He's 2 months old. She says, you want to go to the Hollywood Bowl and watch the Beach Boys sing and then fireworks? And I think, and I go, well, that's not as bad as the baseball one. But holy fucking shit, you know what I mean? The Beach Boys? No. Like, I get it, they had some hits, but also Calvin's not going to like that shit, you know? Calvin's going to be sit there and I'm going to be like, yeah, you like this song? Wouldn't it be nice to be together? Actually, that shit's corny as fuck, those songs, huh? I don't even know any other Beach Boys songs, actually. What else? Whatever. But they may, you know them if you heard them. But yeah, so I'm like, I don't want to do that. Calvin's not going to like that. And then we were like, Calvin, want to go look at fireworks? And we showed him some fireworks. And he was like, no. And we were like, whoa, what the fuck? And he was like, I said, why? He said, because I'm scared of it. And we're like, you've seen him before last year. And he was just like, I don't want to do it. We said, well, what do you want to do for 4th of July? And he said, this is my wife's son. He said, stay home and decorate. Dude, he's 3. He's already talking about staying home and decorating, which is cool, the stay home part. And also the stay home part was for dad and the decorate part was for mom. Dude, he's half of both of us. So that's beautiful. I don't know. Then she gave me an option. You just want to go on a picnic? And I'm like, dude, stop right there. Yes. That's the move, dude. That's the most American shit, dude. And you know I'm a hot-blooded American, man. I'm a hot-blooded American. You know what I mean? I love Tabasco sauce and fucking burgers. And, you know, I get boners every now and then. I'm a red-blooded American, dude. That's what's up. So we're going to go do that, a picnic. So we did that. So it was fun probably. But I don't know about 4th of July. You know, it's Americans celebrating its independence, and then so everyone just gets drunk and shit and sets off fireworks and loses fingers. Fireworks are scary. Everything's scary to me, dude. I don't want fireworks. I don't want to hold them. Sparklers are okay. Actually, I got to get some sparklers for Calvin. That would be fucking amazing. But we thought about going on a boat. We thought about, and everything's just fucking, I'm like, babe, this shit is just money. I mean, I know no dents, but also like, let's just make a sandwich and watch fireworks, dude. On YouTube, like not even live. I don't know. Let's do some deserve it scales here. Here's one. On Instagram. Oh, no. It's a little person. Is that what they call them? I don't know anymore. Put it on. Oh, fuck out the door. Oh, fuck out the door. Little guy, you know what? Had a little fucking dump truck on him. You know, you don't realize this, but a lot of times, little people, they got some fucking crazy weight on the bottom half of them. He's got a fucking dump truck. You know what I'm saying. You see little people sometimes. They used to call them midgets, right? But now you don't anymore because just times change and you decide one word isn't right. But, dude, they got dump trucks on them. Like, if this dude turned around, it looked like fucking, you know what I'm saying? Two watermelons in his back. But this dude goes to jump on a dude's, and he's drunk, the other dude. Not the little person, but he's like, all right, let's do it. And he was going to give him a hug. And then he goes, jump on my back, which, by the way, I would strangle the guy. If I was a little person and they go jump on my back, I go like this, okay, turn around and then strangle the person. I'd be like, tap out, motherfucker. You just let a little dude hit you up. And then he jumps on his back and just can't even. And they went out the door. Now they're in another room, dude. That's how gangster that was. Unbelievable. That's cool, dude. But goddamn, they hit that emergency exit. Like there was a fire. Deserve it scale? 100%. Eight, you know, definitely an eight. Here's another one. Actions come with consequences. Let's see what's up here. Oh, this one's a minute long, but let's get into it, dude. Oh, is there no sound on it?
Hey, back.
Oh, there we go. The worst sound of all time. Guys walking over down to the lake. Oh man, look at these dudes. Definite Chicago Bears fans.
Yeah.
Following somebody, I guess. Whites. Across the lawn.
Oh fuck, watch out. What?
Oh no. He threw a piece of mud at this guy's window. And it broke. Oh, it's rocks. Holy shit. Oh! Dude, this is some old people shit. The fucking dude rolled up on a golf cart and just straight up ran the dude over. That's attempted murder, maybe. Who's saying? I'm dying. Wonder what happened. Oh, he's doing it at one house and then another house. Oh, it's just a crazy guy, I guess. Oh, my God. The build-up to this is awesome. Oh, my God, dude. So he picks up... Why wouldn't the fucking dudes tackle him? They're too fat, you know? It's like...
Yeah.
It's so hot out and they're like... Let's just see. The cops are coming, obviously.
Oh, fuck. Watch out.
Ooh. Hit the side of the thing. And then throws one. Breaks the window. Dude, watch. Like a bat out of hell, dude. Batman. Oh, dude. There we go. This is so... This is the whitest thing ever. You know? Guy's acting up. Get your golf cart. Park it. And then just says, I'm dying. Wow. This is crazy. He ran him. They didn't just hit him. He was just like, we keep going though here. We keep going here in Gainesville. Holy shit. All right, let's do another one. That was, you know what, dude? Don't throw rocks in people's windows. Also, those were like boulders. They weren't even just rocks. You know, very rarely do people get exactly what they deserve. I don't know if that was a little harsh, but yeah, you kind of deserved it, right? Deserve it scale? 8. Here we go. It's another one. Ooh! Hold on, we got it. She got shorter with that one. She hit her head. Oh, she's laughing, but she's going to feel so hurt tomorrow. Look, getting on the chandelier. What a moron. Good. And that's a 10. We hit 10. The song made it a 10. The song made it 10 with the fucking ukulele bitch shit in the back. Ring da ding da ding ding. This idiot is just climbing the fucking chandelier. I hate so what a fucking who sings? So many people sing like that. Look at boom, look. And that was the moment I realized I fucked up. I became shorter after that because my whole spine truncated. Oh shit. That's a 10. The music, unreal, dude. The music killed it there. Great soundtrack for that one. Let's see another one. That was a 10. So 8, 8, 10. Wow, we love deserve a scales, man. Okay, here we go. Here's another one. Oh, God. Guy's got a bat. What is it? A cat? God, a squirrel is in this guy's. Oh shit, that squirrel. Is that Sonic the Hedgehog? Come on, bro. Man the fuck up. That's hardly a deserved scale, but the guy is a bitch. Guy. Hey, breathe. You know what I mean? Yeah, why does he have a fucking bat next to his desk? That's also so white. God, whites are the best with the dessert scale. I hate to say it because I'm white, but us motherfuckers, dude. That's not a dessert scale technically, but I am happy I saw it. Who screams like that? I couldn't even scream like that if I tried. All right, misconnections. ATM inside, LA. ATM male accepting big straight deposits. Oh, my God. You know what to do. Oh, it looks so concise, right to the point. ATM mail. ATM mail accepting big straight deposits. So he wants you to not like guys, but still give him a deposit straight. Here's another one. You used to give us your used condoms. Too many used in that sentence. And also disgusting. We lost you. You used to give us your filled condoms so my wife and I could play with it. Oh, my God, dude. I would give you pics of her in exchange. Bad deal. Hey, guy. Negotiate. Is there any world where I don't have to accept the condoms that have come in it? Or no? Okay, here are the pictures of my naked wife. Bad deal, dude. Worst negotiator. You know who we need for this? What? You know who I'm talking about, Mr. Used Condoms. Oh, fuck. We've got a hostage situation. All right, I'll handle it. Hey, it's, how you doing in there? Good, but I'm going to kill everyone. Or I want a chopper. All right, we'll get to that chopper. Any chance if I slide some Durex under here, you could fill them up? I need to play with them with my wife. I only got one dick. Yeah, but the hostages, I don't really care whose it is. Guys, get the chopper. He's going to let him go. You're going to let the guys go? Just let me play around with them fucking used condoms? Oh, my God. The world. Here we go. Guy looking for fun with girl. Linwood. Looking for a girl that wants to have some fun. I come over, then leave after. We're done having fun. So, that's a haiku. That's pretty good. Straightforward. Girl's going to want more after that, though, you know? Just going to want more after that. That doesn't exist. You might think it does, but it doesn't. And if it does, she'll be disgusting and fat. Anyway, here we go. Cookies and donut. Don't. It's spelled D-O-U-N-T. So, I mean, the proofreading on this is just off the charts. Granada Hills. Hey there, I have a bit of a sweet tooth and am looking to eat a nice cookie and donut, female only. I guess that means, you know, both privates, front and back door. I need a bit of a sweet, just dude, the lengths of the fucking. So I have a bit of a sweet tooth. You bend over? I'll get my nose all wet. Who needs a nice plunge of the rear? Okay, these are, dude, I'm done. I mean, dude, who needs a dot, 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 and then in the body, nice plunge of the rear. I'd love to help, so let me know when and where. This is for now, 3 a.m. This is for now. Hey, anyone need a nice plunge of the rear? If so, save your filled up condoms. Me and my wife needs to play with them. All right, dude, that was Misconnections. Holy shit. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. If you want, sign up for our Patreon, patreon.com/Chris D'Elia. And then also, I forget to plug this a lot, but 15% off Pure Spectrum CBD. Use code congrats at checkout. So we have at Pure Spectrum CBD, which is, let's see, Pure Spectrum. It's a good deal, and this stuff works. It definitely works for my restless legs syndrome. I take this. I don't have restless leg syndrome, and that's the truth. But, yeah, you can go to the website is purespectrumcbd.com, and you type in congrats at checkout. There it is, purespectrumcbd.com. And you get 15% off. So that's awesome. So go do that for your CBD needs. If you have restless leg syndrome, try this. It's supposed to take like a week or two to work, or a month or something. But man, the second if I take this in the day, my legs don't go crazy. If I don't, they do. So thank you very much, you guys. Appreciate you. Rock on.